blinked behind his glasses and wrapped her awkwardly in his warmth. You could always wear a coat or take a cab.
But then I'd have a coat to hold or a cabbie to pay.
Todd immediately let the subject drop. They all knew that Ava didn't have the dosh to spend on cabs and would prefer not to freeload in a cab Iz had paid for. He gave Iz a hug too.
Sam and the others are here already. It's going to be a great night.
Ava had to raise her voice to be heard over the Christmas revelers and pulsing music.
So I get to meet Sam, the big important man, tonight.
He's over there.
Iz was tall enough to see above people's heads.
With Patrick and Jake. I can see some of the girls, too, over in the corner.
Nobody else seems to have brought guests,
she added, uneasily, doing the looking without looking thing that was more obvious than staring. Ava gave her arm a reassuring pat.
But you were told you could,
and I can always disappear off home if you think I'm in the way.
She paused to check the angle of her black feathered pillbox hat fixed to the coil of blonde plaits at one side of her head and made sure that the rest of her hair streamed smoothly over her shoulder. No point turning herself into a walking display of her work if she wasn't meticulous with the effect.
No, said Iz in alarm,
fluffing up her short hair, a pretty brown that, in Ava's opinion, could do with a more exciting cut.
If you go home early,